Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. I hope that everyone out there, everybody over here, everybody out there had a good Easter weekend. Church, ham, jelly beans. Mine was, you know, basically low-key. All I did was moderate a record-breaking fundraiser with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. No. No biggie. It was the most presidential power in one place since those four guys posed for Mount Rushmore. It was an honor to be part of the evening. We had a wide-ranging and fascinating discussion of the challenges facing our nation. But one big question went unanswered. Why weren't any of them wearing ties? I was wearing a tie. I believe that means I'm president now. Wow. Wow. Thank you. The job really does age you. The evening was a huge success. Biden's campaign said the event raised more than $26 million. And I would say what's even more impressive is they did it without selling one Bible. Now, a lot of people have asked me what it was like to moderate the evening. And I can tell you, there were three presidents, three communications teams, and zero catering.
Oh.
I asked one of the folks from the Democratic Party for a Diet Coke, and after a long delay, they gave me a Diet Pepsi. So, I'm voting for Trump now. I know, death of democracy, but I have my limits. Well, there was also a fun moment when I asked President Obama why I'm allowed to call his wife Michelle, but I can't call him Barack. He said, and I quote, "Your wife can." A lot of people enjoyed that joke. For instance, my wife. Yesterday was Easter, as we were saying, and Joe Biden had a lovely message for the nation, posting, "Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection." It's classic. Donald Trump also had a beautiful Easter message. April Fools. Almost couldn't get that one out. He posted this all-cap screed, "Happy Easter to all, including crooked and corrupt prosecutors and judges that are doing everything possible to interfere with the presidential election of 2024 and put me in prison, including those many people that I completely and totally despise." And also with you. And with your spirit, I guess we say now.
Yeah.
The annual White House Easter egg roll was held today, and it was a big one with about 40,000 participants.
Wow.
40,000! Or as the hens that laid those eggs put it, an entire generation lost, and for what? But as with everything in our politics, the MAGA crowd found something to be fake outraged about. In this case, Fox News complained that religious-themed designs were banned from the White House Easter egg contest because of guidelines specifying that the submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, or overtly religious themes. How dare they dishonor the true spirit of Easter when Jesus laid colorful eggs for his apostles to find? But here's the thing. And this is true. The same guidelines have been in place under every president since 1976, including under Donald Trump. Wow. Oh, my God, those poor guidelines. They had to be in the worst place in the world under Donald Trump. But in the world of made-up outrage, there's always plan B. Over the weekend, Trump also attacked Biden over the fact that Easter this year coincided with Transgender Day of Visibility. So what? And Biden had nothing to do with that. Since 2009, International Transgender Day of Visibility has been held annually on March 31st, the date of Easter, meanwhile, changes from year to year. Of course, everyone knows the formula for setting the date of Easter. See? I've got some bad news for people who are upset that another thing was celebrated on Easter this year, because it's going to keep happening. In 2029, Easter is going to fall on April Fool's Day. Oh, so my religion is a big joke to you? Is that what it is? Or are you claiming that Jesus didn't actually rise from the dead? It was all a big prank on the apostles. You got Jesus'd.
Ooh, what a shot at him.
And smoke them if you got them, because just next year, Easter falls on 420. There you go. Oh, the liberals want to turn Jesus into some long-haired, sandal-wearing, bearded hippie who's all about peace and love. Groovy, man. Forgive your enemies. All of these messages that he posted were up on Truth Social. And there's some financial news about its lack of finances. According to new SEC filings from Truth Social, in 2023, on revenues of just $4 million, Truth Social lost $58 million. But how could that be? They have such a solid business model. Old rapist yells at Easter. Now, this is the first, right? This is April 1st. So it's officially April, which means it's time for March Madness. And if you're anything like me, your bracket is completely busted. And you also have only a vague idea what it means to bust a bracket. Is that a sex thing? Because that's sounds like a sex thing. As of tonight, both the men's and women's tournaments are down to the final four. But the most surprising thing to happen on the court this weekend was the court. Because five women's games were played with different length three-point arcs on either side of the court. Put that up, Jim. Look at that. You can see the difference. That is a glaring error. It is the most obvious mistake in sports since they accidentally played the 86 World Series with a live chicken. Oh, here's some weird. Speaking of strange things happening, there's some news out of Florida. Care of governor and caveman describing his dream rock. Ron DeSantis. Late last week, DeSantis signed a bill that will allow the sale of bottles of wine in Florida up to 15 liters. 15 liters is almost 4 gallons. We have breaking news. Rudy Giuliani has moved to Florida. Are you gone already? Thank you, friends. This is a big change. Until now, Florida law prohibited the sale of wine in bottles larger than 1 gallon. Of course, there's a legal exception for bachelorette parties, because there's no laws on a Gator Mike's fan boat. Half off of the bride kisses Gator Mike. The man behind this new law is Florida representative and guy who buys his formal wear at Spirit Halloween, Chip LaMarca. LaMarca's motivation for introducing this bill was to cut government regulation, and he says, "This legislation has been a priority for me for the past 5 years." Translation, 5 years ago, I got divorced. There's some news from Washington.
And also the air above Washington, journalists have been told to stop stealing souvenirs from Air Force One. No surprise to me, those journalists are sticky-fingered bunch. Whenever Wolf Blitzer comes to my house, on his way out the door, full cavity search. See you at the Christmas party, Wolf. After Biden went to the West Coast in February, the crew found several items missing from the press section, including branded pillowcases, glasses, and gold-rimmed plates. So the White House Press Correspondents Association sent an email to reporters explaining that the thefts reflected poorly on the press pool and must stop. It sure does. You forget the linens. Go for the silverware. That's where the real money is. Or just take the door. It's a Boeing. It's not bolted on. It's not... I feel for the press here. I myself have helped myself to a little five-finger discount before. In fact, I swiped Bill O'Reilly's microwave, former Senator Jeff Flake's rug from his office, and a glass from the home of Barbara Streisand. But that is all in the past. When I met with the three presidents on Thursday, I did not steal a single thing. I stole three things. We got a great show for you tonight.
Matt Damon takes the Colbert questionnaire after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We're here. Look at who that is. Matt, you know, I rarely get a chance to talk to you. I always enjoy when we have a chance to spend any little time together. But, of course, you're a fascinating person. Everybody tells me you're just a lovely guy. The more you get to know you, the more you're going to love Matt Damon. And I was hoping, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to give you something called the Colbert Questionnaire. And Fantastic. What the Colbert Questionnaire does, for those who don't know, the Colbert Questionnaire, there are 15 questions that have been calibrated to penetrate straight to the soul of a person and open them up for the world so they are fully known. Are you prepared to be fully known, Matt Damon?
I am prepared to Brave be man. Fully right. known.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first question of the Colbert Questionnaire for Matt Damon. Matt Damon, what is the best sandwich?
So there was a sandwich, this place called Bay City Deli in L.A. that makes a sandwich called the Godmother.
What was your first concert that you went to?
So that would be, my mom, I think, took my brother and me to see Holly Near when we were in Holly Near. This is very kind of hippie stuff. You know, we would sing, the audience would sing along like, "We are an anti-nuclear people." And we are singing for our lives, you know.
So rock and roll.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, no, it was very, very, wow. very folk.
How old are you with this?
I was probably 7.
That's yeah. lovely. Yeah. That's lovely. What is the scariest animal?
I went shark diving like 15 years ago in South Africa, and I'd say
that's the big. Those are the great whites.
White, yeah, a great wow. white shark, I'd say, is something I would never want to see
they come right
unless
the
I'm
cage?
In a cage. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And they are just so much bigger than you think.
Why? Are you overawed by the beauty of them, or are you just like, please get me out of this cage?
Just no. Over like completely in awe of how beautiful they are, but completely aware of how ridiculously lethal they are, and they're perfectly camouflaged in that water. You know, they like a 5-meter shark will just be next to you before you even see it. It does help you realize you don't have a chance if you you know. And if you see them breach, like the power with which yeah. they, I mean, they are death machines. Yeah,
you convinced me. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Right.
Can you imagine if I'd said oranges? Yeah.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes. When I was a kid, Marvelous Marvin Hagler came to our local arcade, and I got autographs for my brother and for me.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't think so. I think that was 1980, 81 or something like that. So a long time ago.
What do you think happens when we die?
I think we go home.
Leave it there. All right. This is a tough one. Favorite action movie?
It is a tough one. Because there are some great ones. But I think a movie that I had recently made it into the Academy, and I actually voted for it for Best Picture was The Matrix. Wow. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Window or aisle?
Window.
Just yeah. love the view?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about having to get up and go to the bathroom and upsetting the person next to you.
It's usually my wife next to me. So that horrible thing where you're like, sorry, I just yeah, got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know.
Favorite smell?
Like coffee mixed with bacon in the morning.
Like literally coffee mixed with bacon,
no.
or the smell of coffee.
Both things
mixed
are
with,
happening.
Okay, all right.
Because it usually means that we're on vacation. I don't usually eat breakfast, so if I'm sleeping in late enough that somebody's already up making coffee and bacon, then I know it's like a holiday or something.
That's fantastic. Least favorite smell.
I worked in at the time the second largest dump on planet Earth, which was at the time in Mexico, and we shot this movie Elysium. We were there for a little over a week. And I smelled things there that I did not. It was not just. It was like
Pooh River.
Pooh River.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There was actually a location that we just called Pooh River.
First time I ever interviewed you when I was stuck underneath a vending machine.
We talked about that's
you
right.
You mentioned oh my Pooh God. River,
which is still one of my favorite bits of all time.
Mine too.
You bleeding out.
Yeah. Thank
while
you for
having
saving me. Look it up. ComedyCentral.com. All right. Earliest memory.
I remember my crib. I remember my crib, and well, here's a crazy thing. I mean, maybe you can cut this out for time if you want, but this is kind of an amazing thing that happened to me after my father passed away in 2017. About within that year, I had this crazy this dream. He came to me in a dream, and he embraced me, and the feeling that I got was the feeling that I had, which I think is like my first memory, which was the feeling of what it felt like to be held by him. And it was a feeling of such overwhelming protection and love, and it was pre-verbal, right? So I can't even explain what it felt like. All I knew was that he was there and that I was feeling that embrace. And it reminded me that I must have felt that as one of the very first things I was aware of as my kind of consciousness came online.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Cats or dogs?
I have both.
If you had to pick.
I mean, I've got 4 dogs and 1 cat. So. But can I tell you a quick story about the cat?
Of course. It doesn't even have to be quick.
Okay.
The camera's turned off a long time ago.
I don't blame you.
All right.
But this cat, so we adopted this cat in Costa Rica about 10 years ago. He was living by himself in the jungle. He was the coolest cat you've ever seen. I mean, he was hunting. He had two giant holes in his side. He was fighting for his life every night. And we're staying at this Airbnb, and we start feeding the cat. And we were there for a month. And so by the end, we had to take the cat. We were like, this guy's going to die. Now he's relying on us. He moves into our house. I think I had a little yard in L.A. He'll be great out there. He never went outside ever again. Cut to, the cat ends up with a brain tumor. And that's okay. We take him to the, you know, we get him radiation. We take him, you know, he's the toughest jungle cat. I'm not gonna let a brain tumor take this cat out. Eventually, we move to New York, and the cat's lost a lot of weight, and he's only walking in left circles. And I take him to the animal hospital here, and I meet the cat neurologist. This is true. The dude's name is Chad. And Chad goes, look, you know, at a certain point, you have to have this conversation with your children because being part of a pet owner is, you know, part of doing that is, you know, giving them their dignity. And this cat doesn't really have a quality of life anymore. And I said, I agree. I'm going to have that conversation. I'm going to bring him back in 3 weeks. And if he's not better. And Chad said, I could load him up on steroids. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I mean, I could give him like a bunch of steroids. And I go, are there long-term issues with that? And he goes, yeah. Massive long-term issues with that. But yeah. Like, we can just see what happens. That was 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now he's jacked.
Now he's jacked. And I joke that he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's like, good morning. He's like got muscles on muscles, you know what I mean? He looks great. He looks great. So wow. that was my cat story. Sorry.
Oh, that was lovely. That's nice.
Still with us.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. You don't have to always listen to it, but when you go to listen to music, this is the song. What is it?
I'd probably say Imagine by John Lennon. Yeah.
What number am I thinking of?
9.
No.
Damn it.
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Family, friends, work, service, joy.
Matt Damon, congratulations. You are fully known.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.